I'm Kenny Xie. My title is The Experience of Saying Goodbye. I have many experiences of saying goodbye to my dad and brothers when they were dying. During these difficult times, even when sad emotions stole to your heart, you should put on a peaceful face and allow the time to pass. Saying goodbye becomes very serious and hit hard in those moments. According to story told by others, it is amazing that they are almost identical responses in what people want to say when they speak for the last time in their life. Those are I'm grateful. I apologize. Goodbye. Oh, I love you. In our lives, we focus only on our careers and work while we are young. If only the light of the life burn out gradually, we would find what our most cherished thing was. Maybe it was a love we didn't talk to. Maybe it was walking a mile filled with regret. Maybe it was a hug between old friend meeting again. Maybe it was a word, a fact I had already forgiven you earlier. Spend more time waiting for your favorite food was okay. If you want to go somewhere, book the ticket now and go. You don't have to wait for special moments to express feeling to this you love. At that moment, you can hug, not only walk hand in hand. Life is full of uncertainty. You should care for your health when you are healthy. Do the meaningful thing you really want to do. Love the people you value. The best method for your life is to warm your warm life temper and now know how to speed or slow it in your life. Let the people important to you make the locations important. Let the important things happen in those important locations too. Don't treat yourself unfairly, and don't treat someone who loves you unfair either. I wish for you to love the people around you. Walk on the right pace and enjoy every day, every hour, every minute, and every second. It is nice to love totally and seriously as you live. Then it is easy to say goodbye to your life without regret.